Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we started, Be'ez Hashem, we started the halachos of Chala, and we didn't get very far in regards to the halacha aspect because we got into the concept of doing mitzvos for others, doing mitzvos in the schus for other people, or for shleima, for a shidduch, for a yartzeit, different ideas. I'm not going to get into that again tonight. You could listen to the recording. But we didn't get very far in regards to halachos of challah. But we just said that it is a great mitzvah to bake challah and therefore remove the hafrashas challah on Friday. The Ramah brings that. And we said why it is primarily a women's mitzvah we brought, because Chava destroyed Adam on a Friday, who was the challah of the world. That we discussed last night. So this is based on a pasuk in Parsha Shlach. Parsha Shlach happens to be next week's Parsha. This week is Ba'aloscha, but next week is Parsha Shlach. And the pasuk says in Tezvav Chof, Reishis Arisai Seichem, Chala Terimu Teruma. Which means that a person, when you have a dough, Arisai Seichem, when you have a dough, then you take off a little portion, a little piece, and that will be as a truma, that will be as giving off, and we'll see in a moment what to do with it. The husband, or the father in some situations, is really halachically the owner of the dough. However, as we said above, since the mitzvah is the woman's, so she can do it, she can do the hafrashas challah without asking permission from her husband. We assume that the husband lets, because that is her mitzvah. The truth is, a very important halacha, that a katan or a ktana, someone who's below bar mitzvah or below bas mitzvah, cannot take off challah. Now, the Vilna Gaon in Yardei Hashem Laman Aleph, the Vilna Gaon says that they can't take off at all. And the Shulchan Aruch there says that no, a boy that's 12 years old and a girl that's 11 years old, they can. They are able to take off challah 1 year beneath when they become bar or bas mitzvah. However, that is all in regards to when they own the challah themselves. Somebody gave it to them, someone gave it to them as a gift, or they own it. But if a parent, a mother in the kitchen, is making her own challah and she has her own obligation in challah and she wants to do the great idea of chinuch and tell her little daughter to take off the challah, they cannot be a shliach for that mitzvah. They cannot be the shliach of a gadol. So even though a person's intentions may be correct, but a woman who has a batch of dough, they need to take off challah, they should do it themselves, not give it to a child that is below bas mitzvah or bar mitzvah. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the challah was given to a kohen to be eaten by him and his family, and both the challah and the kohen needed to be tahar, needed to be spiritually pure. Nowadays, we assume that everybody is tamei. We do not have a para aduma, so we assume that everybody is tamei, and therefore we don't give the challah to a kohen. Rather, it's burnt, and instead, and we'll, Be'ez Hashem, in the future discuss the halachos exactly of what's done with the challah when it is burnt. But although we're not allowed to burn challah that is tahar, that's forbidden to burn challah that is pure, but we assume that whoever made the challah is tamei, therefore the challah is also tamei, and therefore the challah needs to be burnt and not given to a kohen. Since this is a pasuk in Parsha Shlach, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, this was a mitzvah mid'oraisa. However, nowadays that the Beis HaMikdash is not around, so we say that in Eretz Yisrael, it is a strong mitzvah mid'rabanan. It's still a mitzvah mid'rabanan, but it's a very strong mitzvah mid'rabanan. And for Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, it is a weak derabanan. And we will see, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming shiurim, big differences between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. If somebody forgets to take off challah, they realize later, and it's Shabbos, what should they do? We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, all in due time. A very important halacha is, how big is the dough to require hafrashas challah? And also to require a bracha. I'm making a dough. Sometimes you make a small batch, a big batch, a medium-sized batch. How big does the dough need to be to require, to make me have to take off challah? I'm not talking about how big the size of the piece you take off is. That we'll get to a little bit later. But how big does the batch of dough need to be? So the Gemara says, you may be familiar with this, the Gemara says that the size is 43.2 eggs. The size of 43 1/5 beitzim of eggs, and easy way to remember that is challah. The word challah is the gematria of 43, the ches, the lamed, and the hay is the gematria of 43, and the 0.2, which is 1/5, is for the last hay. If you didn't get that, fine, don't worry about it. But the main thing is that the size of the dough is 43.2 eggs. So there's a big discussion, what does that convert into for us? I don't know what that means. How big is 43.2 eggs? What does that mean? So the opinions are like this. What we need to do is we need to go to the strictest opinion. The Chazon Ish, his opinion on the matter is the smallest, which means it's the most strict, because it's the smallest dough, according to him, still requires Hafrashas Challah. And according to him, according to the Chazon Ish, it is 2.64 pounds of flour. So if you have, let's say, a 5-pound bag of flour, I do believe that the standard bags of flour they sell in the store are 5 pounds of flour. 2.64 pounds used is a big discussion about volume and weight and size, but we'll keep it simple. 2.64 pounds of flour or more requires a person to take off Hafrashas Challah, to do the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. If it's less than 2.64 pounds of flour, then you do not need to take off Challah. 2.64 pounds of flour or more, then you do need to take off Challah. However, to make a bracha on the Hafrashas Challah, which also Bez Hashem will discuss in the future, how big does it have to be that it is for sure 43.2 eggs? That, the Chazon Ish says, is 4.95 pounds of flour. Almost 5 pounds, 4.95. Now, because of Safek Brachas Lahaka, we only make a bracha when it is 4.95 pounds of flour or more. And the reason why I'm saying 4.95 and not just keeping it simple to 5 is because a lot of times they use the bag of flour and by mistake, whoops, some spilled on the counter, or some is left in the bottom of the bag. So it's important to know that you could still make the bracha on the Hafrashas Challah even if a little bit of flour is left in the bag or some spilled out. But that is the halacha, that less than 2.64 pounds of flour, you do not need to do Hafrashas Challah. More than 2.64 pounds of flour, you do need to do Hafrashas Challah, but you only make a bracha on the Hafrashas Challah if you have the amount of flour that is 4.95 pounds of flour. It's important to know, just all you have to remember is 2.64 and 4.95. So you just keep that in mind, and that then and only then do we have the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah and the bracha on the mitzvah. In this week's parasha, Parshas Baal Yischa, as we mentioned, we have the expression of Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh, which means that Klal Yisrael, when they were traveling in the Midbar, they traveled based on the word of Hashem. And there's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, that says that, those of you who know Hilchos Shabbos of Lama Tes Malachos, there are 39 Avos Malachos. One of the 39 Malachos is Soser, which means to demolish. And the halacha is, without getting into the details, that the only time someone is forbidden mid-Eiraisa by Torah law to demolish something is if there was and the purpose of building it again in its place. Soser amanas livnos bimakomo, in the same place. You want to demolish something to build it up again in a nicer way, but in the same spot. And the Gemara says, why does it have to be in the same exact spot? Don't we learn everything out from the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, they demolished the Mishkan, and then they traveled in the Midbar very, very far away sometimes, and then they built it up again in a different place. So why does it need to be in the same place? So the Gemara answers, oh, because in the Midbar is Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al-Pi Hashem Yisoh. Every time they traveled in the Midbar is all based on Hashem's words. So, therefore what? What does the Gemara mean? And there's various explanations to explain the Gemara. How did the Gemara answer its question? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says a beautiful pshat. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that when a person, if you take a baby, it gives a mashal of a baby. If you have a baby that's being held by his mother, so if you ask the baby, where are you? If he could talk, he says he's in his mother's hands. Let's say his mother walks down to the other end of the block, and you ask the child, now where are you? He says, I'm in my mother's arms. As far as the baby is concerned, he didn't move. If he's in the mother's arms, he could go miles and miles and miles. He hasn't moved. He's still in the arms of his mother. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, that's pshat in the Gemara, that in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael was going, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, they camped based on the word of Hashem, and they traveled based on the word of Hashem. They were always in the arms of Hashem. So yes, they traveled in the desert far away, but they were always in the arms of their father and mother, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a lesson for us, that everywhere we go and everything that happens to us is all because of Hashem. We think that, oh, this happened and that was bad, and I wish this would have happened, and why did this have to happen to me? Hashem is guiding us step by step, and whatever happens to us, Hashem wanted us to go somewhere. If we decided to go one way and we had traffic, oh, I wish I would have gone the other way. For whatever reason, Hashem wanted us to go in that direction, to that place, at that time, whatever happens to us. And yes, sometimes we'll see why it happens, and we'll think we'll know why exactly it happens, and many, many times we don't. But that's an important lesson. Al pi Hashem yachinu v'al pi Hashem yisou, that if we're in our mother's arms, then, you know, a baby gets in a car, he falls asleep before the dad ended the block. How could he fall asleep in the middle of driving? He doesn't know where he's going. But it doesn't make a difference to him. His mother is driving, his father is driving. They know they're taken care of. And that's what we have to keep in mind every time something happens to us that is a little bit of a challenge, and a lot of a challenge as well, that Hashem is guiding us and Hashem is always taking care of us. Okay, everybody should have a good night.